Thank you and good morning. Mendocino Sheriff's detectives arrested 44-year-old Vacaville resident Terrell James Marshall Jr. on Tuesday after he was released from an out-of-county hospital. Marshall was booked into Mendocino County Jail for murder, rape, and sodomy and is being held with no bail. Detectives arrested Marshall, a convicted sex offender, in connection with the Halloween night murder of 25-year-old Willits resident Kayla Grace Chesser, whose body was found at the residence of Marshall's cousin in Willits after the cousin and a group of friends returned from a Halloween party. While detectives were on scene at the residence, Marshall was found inside a pickup truck off Highway 162, having suffered life-threatening injuries in a single-vehicle collision after his truck ran off a cliff. Marshall was taken to an out-of-area hospital for treatment and upon release was arrested for the rape and murder of Chesser, who was sexually assaulted and strangled to death. The investigation into the death of a man whose body was found floating in the Mad River continues. Sheriff's deputies responded to a 911 call from a fisherman who reported he had discovered the body in the Mad River east of Highway 101 on Monday morning. The Humboldt County Sheriff's boat unit reached the scene and launched a boat to recover the body of 63-year-old Jeffrey Lynn Bingham. There were no obvious signs of trauma on Bingham's body, and as of now, his death is not considered suspicious. Anyone with information about Bingham is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The Eureka Police Department has received an $89,000 grant from the State Office of Traffic Safety, money that will be used to continue the department's focus on improving traffic safety on city streets. Sergeant Gary Whitmer heads up the department's traffic division, and his focus remains on removing the most dangerous drivers from city streets, those who are impaired or refuse to pay attention when behind the wheel.
Those are really two important topics. Driving impaired and driving distracted, they're almost the same. Both contribute to collisions and deaths and injuries, so we're going to do our best to get those people off the road or write them citations to remind them to not drive impaired or distracted.
Whitmer also pointed out that the traffic safety grants allow the department to focus on DUI checkpoints, motorcycle safety enforcement, as well as targeting speeders by deploying officers who would normally be on patrol duty to traffic safety operations. There is some positive news from College of the Redwoods. Jordan Christmas has more.
Three students from the College of the Redwoods Digital Media Program have won the Creativity Award at the recently held Project Accessible Hollywood Film Festival. Students Heather Holbert, Nate Adams, and Haley Carton won the award for their short video displaying the beauty of Humboldt County. Five Northern California University film departments from San Francisco, Oakland, Marin County, and Humboldt County put together a team of filmmakers to represent their schools in the festival. The Project Accessible Hollywood Film Festival has been held across the United States and overseas.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. State law requires that the final ballot count from the November 4th election be certified no later than December 2nd. For officials at Eureka City Schools, that certification can't come soon enough. As of today, a school bond measure expected to generate more than $40 million hangs in the balance with the slimmest of leads, as Superintendent Fred Van Vleck explains.
We need 55%. There's a lot of misconception out there what it takes to pass a school bond. It takes 55%, not just a simple majority like some of the other measures that were on the ballot. Poll day, we had 60% in favor. And so we have about 2,600, somewhere we're saying between 2,500 and 3,000. We don't know the exact number of votes, provisional and absentee and mail-in yet to count.
Almost 11,000 ballots were cast and just over 6,000 approved the bond measure, but there are still provisional, absentee, and mail ballots to be added to that count. Although Van Vleck is cautiously optimistic, the measure will ultimately be approved.
We've tracked the number and looked at it, and we need to run 52% in favor of Measure S in order for it to pass. Research, and I've looked at a lot of this recently, clearly shows that the absentees turned in on poll day generally trend with the way the polls vote. So the likelihood of a passing is pretty high, although I certainly would not guarantee it.
Measure S isn't the only school bond up in the air. Jacoby Creek Schools also had a measure on the ballot, which currently sits at just under 55% approval. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.